Title this morning, if you are a note taker, is Establishing Your Boundaries. Establishing Your Boundaries. It's July 27, 2014. It's the last Sunday of July. On Thursday, we get to celebrate August. Amen. Hallelujah. There's less than half a year left. Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. Amen. Good stuff is coming. You know, they always leave the best for last. So this morning I want to talk to you about establishing boundaries. And I was asking God, you know, what can we talk about this morning that would be relevant? And you know, when you look in the newspaper or you turn on the news or you watch TV, there's issues regarding boundaries. There's issues regarding establishing borders and putting things in place. And when you don't have things in place and you don't have things in order, when you don't have boundaries or you don't have some guidelines in place, you have chaos. And in this world, what do you have? Chaos. And so you look at this little thing here, and I want to keep it simple for you this morning. Is Jesus drew a line in the sand. Let's leave this one up here for a while. We're going to talk about this. Jesus drew a line in the sand. He says, I'm going to establish some boundaries in my word. And if you do these boundaries, if you're willing to follow these boundaries, they're not to harm you, they're to help you. They're to keep you on track. They're to keep you from falling into something that you don't want to step into. In order to live holy and separated and acceptable to God, he has set some boundaries in his word. You won't know them unless you spend time in his word. So that's why when you know people that don't serve God and their life seems to be in chaos because they have no word, and with no word they have no boundaries. And let me tell you, when you're young, you didn't like to have boundaries and rules, but those boundaries and rules were there to help you. When you're 14 years old, you don't need to be running the streets at 2 in the morning. You ought to be home because there's nothing good for you to happen at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're 14 or 15 years old running the street. There's some boundaries. Come on now. Those boundaries are there to protect you, to guard those godly decisions that you make, to keep you on path so that you end up in the right destination at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing for God. Boundaries are there not to limit you, but to keep you on track with God. A life without boundaries is a life that's chaotic. Amen? Now let me define boundaries for a second. Because boundaries are things that are defined as limits, borders, or restrictions. They're limits, borders, or restrictions. There are things that Christians should not do. They're legal. They're probably ethical. But there's some things, rules that are in place that aren't probably good for you, though. Oh, Pastor, what do you mean? You know, it's okay when you become 21. There's a rule you couldn't drink till you're 21. Right? But it's okay if you want to have a drink or two. It's not that you're going to go to hell for that. But God's saying, you know, those things are there for you. But if you've been drinking and you drink too much and you get in a car and then you get the DUI and then all of a sudden you're in jail, that ain't good for you. It's not healthy for you. Well, I'm the legal right to do this and that. You are the legal right. You can go do whatever you want to go do. Doesn't mean it's healthy for you. You can eat whatever you want to eat. You can drink whatever you want to drink, but it may not be healthy. You might want to put some borders. You might want to establish some boundaries in your life so that what you eat, what you do, what you think, what you watch, what you look at, what you entertain, you might want to establish some boundaries. Before I knew Jesus, I had no boundaries. I'd do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want. And then Jesus came in, messing up my life, establishing some boundaries that I should have had that were there that I never listened to. So we're going to see what the Word of God has to say about establishing these boundaries. And A boundary is something that indicates a border or a limit. Shout this morning, the boundaries of God are to help me stay focused on Jesus. See, when you draw a physical boundary like this, when you draw a physical boundary, you could look at it on a map, for example. There are, if you look at a map of Nevada, there would be a boundary that shows you Clark County. It would show you when you're in North Las Vegas, when you're in Las Vegas, when you're in Henderson. These are boundaries. Boundaries can get bigger. You can do state boundaries. We border Arizona. We border California. Amen? There's things that there's some borders. There's some established boundaries in place. Then you can look at it further. You look at the United States, and we have some boundaries. We have some established things in place, some borders and some limits. And if you look at a map, that would be a great way of looking at boundaries. Line in the sand, there's a boundary. Don't cross that line. It's like my kids, when they were little, I said, just don't cross that. Don't push your dad's button because, you know, I'm going to explode on you. You're not going to like the ramifications of being grounded or punished or hit with a paddle. Amen? My mom's here, and she would tell you that she had boundaries that we lived in the house. And her boundaries really were to give us freedom. We didn't think so, but it was to free us. And when we crossed over those boundaries, there was a consequence for those boundaries, and it hurt. And that little rod brought you back into the boundaries that you should be in. But see, it's difficult to understand the boundaries in the spiritual realm until you read the Word of God. God has boundaries in His Word and some rules that we need to live by. Now let's take a second here. If you look at the United States of America and you look at it 15 or 20 years ago, you would say, man, and I look at it today, there looks like there's been some boundaries removed. Come on now. There's been some things taken out of school. Jesus has been removed out of the public school system, out of the courthouses. We've allowed other things to come in and creep into our borders. Now, I thought about that, and I said, you know, America is the best place to live. People are flooding here because they want to avoid where they're at. Where they're at, there's, I mean, my daughter will tell you, Haiti was a place where it was very poor and desolate. They're 30 or 40 years behind the times that we're in. People would love to come to America. They have to come over the borders. But then when you start to remove the borders, when you start to remove the boundaries, when you start to remove things that were in place for good, then you have issues and problems and concerns. Where there is no boundaries, there is bondage. I don't know about you, but if you look at America today, it's pretty bound up. It's not my political review of it. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter what race that you're in or what your background is. If you look at America today compared to what it was 15 or 20 years ago, you could say that America is in some bondage. Where there is no boundaries, there's chaos. I don't know about you. If you looked in the news, we've got a lot of chaos going on over the borders because there's nothing in place. And when there's nothing in place, you have chaos. When you have no Jesus, you have chaos. When you have no Jesus, then you're bound to the system of the world and not tied into the things of God. When you begin to place boundaries around good decisions, you get good results. When you stand firm on the Word of God, God is not there to limit you. God is there to try to keep you in your lane so that you get to your next destination. Boundaries promote true freedom. See, this is what happens. The devil comes in and starts messing around with your emotions, and you get all emotional about things, and then you start to adjust your boundaries, and you say, well, that's okay. I can just let that go again. And before you know it, you stretch the boundaries to a point where you're in trouble. Well, I'll just charge that credit card up to, you know, $5,000, and I have no way of paying for it. Now you're all stressed out, and you got to go get a second job. You've busted through the boundaries of what your financial ability was to pay, and now all of a sudden you got pain associated with what you wanted. See, I knew I wasn't going to get no good responses this morning. We need to learn as Christians to establish boundaries. God's boundaries aren't there to hurt you. It's to promote you. It's to take you to a whole nother level. But the devil says, oh, see, God's got all these rules and regulations, and you can't wear makeup at church, or you can't wear, you know, I mean, all the craziness that you hear. All the ugly people go to church because they can't wear makeup. Or they're all losers when they're Christians. They couldn't do it themselves. They needed someone to help them. Absolutely. You try to move your house by yourself. Try to move a couch by yourself. You need somebody. But we've been told so long and bought that lie that we got to be so independent that we don't need anybody. Well, let me tell you, loneliness is a bummer. Being on the top of the mountain and having no one to share it with, I don't know about you, doesn't sound like fun. I'd just rather be climbing up the mountain and have some friends with me along the way. Amen? When you allow our liberty to surpass the boundaries that we've set, then we have chaos, bondage come your way. God has given you freedom, but you got to understand that freedom came with a price. When you think about our military and all the wars that they fought, World War I, World War II, the Civil War, you look at what we got going on in Afghanistan and Iraq and all these places, there is a cost for freedom. Think about what Jesus did. Jesus came to free you from every sickness, every sin, and every disease. He gave you keys to the Cadillac, the house, the mansion, and everything that you want. But he said, but if you stay within these boundaries, you're going to be okay. Kind of what he did to Adam and Eve. He says, hey, you got carte blanche on everything here, but just don't eat of that tree. Boundaries. It was right from the beginning. There were some boundaries that said, not to hurt you, but to help you. But we, you know, say we want just a little bit more because we're those kind of people that, oh, good, I got these boundaries, but I want just a little bit more. Kind of like Adam and Eve. Don't eat the apple off that tree. You can eat anything else. You can do anything else you want to do here, but don't eat from that tree. What'd they do? Eat from that tree. It sound like you and I? When you were little, don't touch that. Don't touch that top of that grill. It's hot. You ain't going to listen. Burn yourself. Why? Because you don't want to listen. Mama's just trying to tell you the boundaries were there. Don't touch, because it's something bad going to happen. There's a boundaries in place for a reason. There's speed limits that go a certain speed. There's a certain reason why you don't want to go around the curve. It says when it's 15, you don't want to go around 80 because you go off the cliff. That's kind of what your life is when you don't serve God. When you don't establish some boundaries, you go off the cliff. And some of us go off the cliff for a long time. Until someone comes in your life and says, hey, you need to know Jesus. Take a look at Galatians 5:13. Galatians 5:13. It's about time you give a scripture, Pastor. Galatians 5:13 and 15. This is the Message translation. I want you to get this. It is absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Just make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Let me stop there. See, that's what I thought about Jesus. I do whatever I want to do. And Jesus said, you can do anything you want to do, but don't go sin. But of course, we like to sin because it's in our nature. It says, rather use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom really grows. For everyone we know about God's word, for everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. If you bite and ravage each other, watch out, in no time at all, you will be annihilating each other. And where will your precious freedom be then? Have you read the newspaper lately? Have you looked in the news? Have you seen how the backbiting and the ravishing one another is beginning annihilation? I mean, people going and watching a movie about you got one day a year to go out and murder as many people as legal, and then some kids in Chicago, they kill 112 people in one day. I don't know if you read the news, but that just happened. Crazy, man. Why? Because there's no boundaries established. You get the father out of the house. Father doesn't want to be father. Mama's raising kids. She's got to work. No one's home. There's no boundaries. There's chaos, confusion, craziness going on. Then we allow some things that go against what the Bible says. You know, it's okay that you can do this, and it's okay you can do that. And we'll just take the Bible out of this, and we'll take the Bible out of that, and we'll take the... And then all of a sudden, you got nothing but murders and killings in schools. I mean, we didn't have that when we were growing up 20 years ago. But when you remove the boundaries, chaos comes in. When you remove the boundaries, you got nothing but hatred and people fighting against each other. While some things are lawful, not all things are beneficial for you. Shout, I only want to follow after the things of the Word. These things will benefit me. See, the things of the Word will benefit you. When you spend time in the Word, God's trying to help you establish some boundaries in your life. When I got married, it wasn't to go out and date other women after I got married. It was to stay true to the one that I love. Amen? Through thick and thin, through good times and bad times, through sickness and in health, even when I'm a pain in her butt, guess what? She's still there. Amen? Why? Because the Bible says there's some boundaries established with that marriage. And if I go outside those bounds, some good stuff that I used to have ain't going to be there no more. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 12, Amplified Bible. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. Everything is permissible, allowable, and lawful for me, but not all things are helpful, good for me to do, expedient and profitable when considered with other things. Everything is lawful for me, but I will not become the slave of anything or be brought under its power. Sometimes, God's allowed a lot of things to be lawful, but it may not be profitable for you. God will allow you to do certain things, but those compared to other things fall in comparison to what God really wants to have for you. God wants you to make quality decisions regarding your life and the way that you live your life. You need to live your life like Jesus. A person that is blessed, a person that is highly favored. It didn't say that you weren't going to go through some stuff, that you weren't going to go through some stuff, that you weren't going to go through stuff. You're going to go through it with the Word of God. You're never alone. There's things that are lawful but aren't profitable for you. There's brothels that are legal and lawful but probably not good for you. You might come out with something extra than what you came in for. Come on, I'm just keeping it real. Establishing your boundaries. Boundaries. Not to hurt me, but to help me. Boundaries to establish so that I'm not cheating everybody, that everybody knows that when I establish these boundaries, I'm a person of ethics. I'm a person of moral. I'm a person that's got some character. That when I say yes, that yes is going to mean it's getting done. Not yeah, and then you just never do it. Come on. They want to hand you the ball because they know that you're going to get it done. Blessed is a person who is not convicted by his choices. Take a look at Romans 14, verse 22. The Amplified Bible says it this way. Romans 14, verse 22. It says, your personal convictions on such matters, exercise them as in God's presence, keeping them to yourself. Let me say that. There's some opinions I have, but I got to keep them to myself. Because they'll get misconstrued, or someone will only hear partial portion of it. It's kind of like how they dub tapes and they hear the message and they only take the snippet parts and then they start putting it together and make you sound like you're something that you're really not, or you didn't really say it. They took the words out of context. So I've learned, and what the Bible says here is that you exercise those things in His presence, keeping them to yourself, striving only to know the truth and obey His will. The only thing that should be coming in our mouth is striving to be truthful and obeying His will. It says, blessed, happy, to be envied, is he who has no reason to judge himself for what he approves. He or who does not convict himself by what he chooses to do. The choices you make will either bring happiness or sadness. I have some political opinions that I don't share with anybody. I just go to God because I pray for that person. Because I pray that maybe I'm looking at it differently. Maybe I'm looking at it from the wrong point of view. So I don't say anything. Sometimes I have to go in my prayer closet upset and angry and bitter at the world and say, Lord, you need to shed some light on this. I know what your word says. I'm judging it based upon your word. I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I don't want to. It's not the person. It's the person's got some bad ideas. They got some world in them that needs to come. I need to pray for that person. Amen? The choices you make either bring happiness or sadness. Choices either bust you past the godly boundaries or contain you to keep you on track with God. Let me say that again. Choices either bust you past the godly boundaries or they contain you to keep you in track with God. Sometimes we make decisions that put us way further out than God really wanted you to be. You spent more than your paycheck. You went and did some things you shouldn't have, and you put yourself out. You've broken the law. And yeah, you're sad, and yes, you're wrong, and yes, you apologize, and all, but there's still a consequence when you break the law. There might be a thing called restitution. Even though Jesus spiritually restituted all our sins, all our sickness, and all our disease, but in this earth, there may be some things, the bad choices you made have extended you beyond the boundaries, and now you have to pay the price. The feeling of condemnation comes when you choose to disobey God. God says, hey, man, the Holy Spirit inside you says, man, that wasn't a good choice, man. You got to change up. You got to make some changes. You know what you did was wrong. You know what you said that person was wrong. You know your actions weren't in line with my word. You might just want to reestablish your boundaries. Happy is a person that avoids self-condemnation. If you continue in God's word, you are His disciples. You are within His boundaries, the boundaries of God. Take a look at John 8, verse 31. John 8, verse 31. Jesus said this. About being in boundaries, establishing your boundaries. John 8, verse 31 says this. So Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in Him, if you abide in My word, hold fast to My teachings, and live in accordance with them, you are what? My true disciples. You're a disciple of Jesus Christ. When you abide in My word, when you allow My word to be your established boundaries. It may be okay and lawful that you have that drink. And God's not going to be mad at you. But He didn't say to have 45 drinks where you're stumbling drunk and incoherent. Because that may lead to something not good for you. Could get you into a fight, or could get you into trouble, or could cause liver damage that you didn't even know was going to happen. It's lawful to smoke cigarettes when you're 18. This may not be good for you. Ask the guy who did the Camel commercial. He dead now. How'd he die? Lung cancer. Smoking those cigarettes. It was lawful, but it just wasn't good for him. See, we got to establish some boundaries, some spiritual boundaries. We got to allow God to establish these boundaries in our life. We got to be obedient to his word. Obedience brings blessings. Disobedience brings pain. I liked when I was obedient because my parents always blessed me. I always got away with a little bit more. I could stay up an extra half hour. I could watch another TV program. But the TV program couldn't be some bunch of sex and violence and craziness. And then when I became 21, no one could tell me anything. Although I had these boundaries and things, I would break through those boundaries. And I find myself in trouble and in problems and issues and pain and suffering. And that disobedience brought the pain. Then I got a little older and a little wiser, and I said, I can't continue to do those things anymore. I got to change. I got to grow up. Because I was born premature. Then I was immature. There was some day I had to mature. Amen? Respect the laws of God. Govern your actions around them. Do things God's way, not the way the world does things. You have to establish some boundaries in your life. You got to develop a real relationship with God and have the Holy Spirit talk to you, tell you when you're not in line with the Word. The Holy Spirit is there to help you to maintain godly boundaries, but you got to learn to listen to Him. Young folk, you might have kids someday. You're going to know you're going to want some boundaries for those kids. You're not going to allow them to go play in traffic when they're 2 years old. You probably want to have a gate and keep the kids behind the gate. In your backyard, you're not going to allow them to go run around in front. That's called a boundary. That's something that you establish. Why? Because you care about your kids. You're not going to allow them to watch pornography when they're 2 years old. So you would ask a question, why you're 30 years old, why are you watching it? Okay, I just keep on going over here now. Just trying to help. I knew it'd be quiet. That's why I allowed you to praise and worship. So, you know, I need a little bit of Jesus. Yeah, you need a lot about Jesus. Because nothing's about to remain the same. You're blessed when you do things God's way. Know the Word by spending time reading and meditating on the Word of God. Just going, hey, I got Jesus. Spend some time reading the Word. Those words will become real life for you. And it will allow you to establish some boundaries that you won't cross over. Amen? Come on now. I'm going to give you a revelation. Last scripture, Revelation 22:14. This is going to help you. This is a revelation now. Not revelations. Revelation 22:14 says this. Blessed are those who do his commandments. So let me stop. Those who don't do his commandments are not blessed. Those commandments are boundaries that he wants you to establish in your life. If you establish these boundaries, it says, blessed are those that do his commandments or stay within his boundaries, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter through the gates into the city. Blessed are those that do his commandments, that stay within the bounds, establish the boundaries in their lives according to his word. Not to harm them or to hurt them, but to keep them in line so that when I get to the gates of the city in heaven, I'm well received. I don't want to make a detour to hell. I want to get right to heaven when I check out. I want to know where I'm going. I got a roadmap. I got a plan. I got a purpose in my life. but I have to establish the boundaries, because if you don't have boundaries, it will reroute you somewhere that you may not want to go. If you ever lived or traveled through Ohio, they have turnpikes. And if you, there's no like exits, you miss the exit, you're kind of like stuck for another 16 miles. You got to go down the road to be able to turn around. And you can't go through the ditch because the coppers are sitting there all the time. And that would be breaking the law. And the popo will arrest you and then give you a big ticket. So you got to know where you're going. Well, if you know where you're going with God, blessed are those that do his commandments. Not just hear them. Not say, hey, that's some good stuff, Pastor. Those that do it. Like the Nike commercial. Just do it. It's a check. Why? Because it's already done. Just go do it. Get it done. Get it done. Check mark done. We need to set some godly boundaries for our life. Boundaries are there to keep you on course with God. It's there to get you to your final destination with Christ. It's there so that you'll be at the right place at the right time, and that you won't be misguided, misdirected, and missing your connection with the things of God. Where there's no boundaries, there's bondage. You've been there before. You've been bound up because you've been living in the world before. You know it. I was bound up. I thought I had it all good. I was bound up bad. I was hogtied by the world. And I had it good. I had good parents. I had a good brother, a good sister. I had a nice dog. Lived in a decent house in a nice neighborhood. And I still was bound up because there was rules and regulations that I didn't want to hang and do. And so it led me to areas that I shouldn't have never went. And where there's no boundaries, guess what? There's chaos. I had friends that I grew up with that had no boundaries. And I'd always yell at my mom and I'd say, well, Mom, they could stay out till 1 o'clock in the morning. Why can't I? She goes, you're 16 years old. What do you need to be out till 1 o'clock in the morning for? She established some boundaries. Come on now. Well, they're all doing it, yeah. And then find out that without any of the rules and regulations, all of them were serving time, or all of them got in trouble, or all of them got blamed for something they might have not done, but they're the only kids that were out that late, and that's about time it happened. So got to blame, pin the tail on the donkey. But I stayed within those boundaries, and I was safe. I didn't see it until afterwards. As you get older, you begin to see that boundaries that you had established really have protected you. It's really given you freedom to be able to do whatever you wanted to do. Boundaries promote true freedom. Satan will always try to get into your emotions and try to destroy your boundaries and tell you that you know God's just trying to hold you down. No, he ain't trying to get you something. He's trying to get you somewhere as fast as he can because he's got something for you at the next destination. God wants you to be free so that you can draw people unto him. I had to go through some stuff and go through some life experiences, and I crossed some boundaries, and then through those hurts and those pains and those sufferings, I learned something from it. I didn't put my hand on the grill the second time. First time was enough for me. You thought. So you got a little older, then you tested something else by fire, or you did something else stupid. It's the same thing. Because you crossed the boundary, you got burned in a relationship. You crossed the boundary, and then you found yourself, I'm divorced, and this didn't work for me. You find yourself in a financial hole because you spent way too much. Been there. Done that. Added all the pressures and all the fights and the arguments. Oh my God, Lord, what are we going to do? Why isn't God working this out for me? He's telling you to quit spending, chop up your cards, but you go spend. Come on. Mountain sure looks familiar. Been down there. I paid off those credit cards 18 times. Now I still haven't learned my lesson. Come on. I learned to keep my balance once I started giving to God. When I started tithing, my financial position began to change. didn't buy myself out of it. I just rectified the situation. I just put a 10% down payment every week on the 90% that he said I could use freely to whatever I want to do with it. God, you guys are quiet this morning. What is sometimes lawful is not always beneficial for you, so be careful on decisions that you make. Make decisions based upon the Word of God. Don't get wrapped around some people because he's so handsome or she's so hot. Oh, man. And be unequally yoked and then find yourself in a bunch of trouble. Come on now. But you know, soon as you cross over the boundary, God deal with you. When he deals with you, don't say, I won't talk about it later. No, just deal with it right now. Because that later ain't going to be good for you. Amen? Amen? What do you mean? God's got this thing set up for you to win every time. God's got you set up on victory lane. But in order to be in victory lane, you got to stay in your lane. You got to stay within those established boundaries that are good for you. There's some things that I have to stay away from because I know that my old person could arise. They used to. So I have to stay away from that stuff. There's associations of people I don't hang around with anymore. Not because I don't love them, but their lifestyle stuff would suck me into something I don't want to do. Not by choice. It's just because that's what they do. That's their life. It comes natural to them. Well, when you hang around, then all of a sudden you find yourself, how did I get here? How did I get in that car that was robbing that bank? How did I get that ski mask on my face? Come on now. You're laughing, but it's true. It's only going out with the girls to see the thunder down under. It's not a big deal, Pastor. I can control it. Really? It's just a magazine that comes to the house. It only has underwear in it. It's not a big deal. But your boundaries, you can't cross that because you'll screw yourself up. Well, I'm just going to go to church and wear this scantily clothes. Well, the guy back there might have had a problem with that. Maybe you don't want to dress that way because you might have him stumble and fall. Well, you have to establish some boundaries. Come in here with my roaring tank top and my biceps and my 18-inch pythons hanging out all the time. Guys would be distracted. I just saved that for my hot tub. And all my neighbors with the binoculars say, man, that guy is overweight. Let him get a little shock. You got to stay within your boundaries. See, you're laughing, but see, you know I'm right. I don't go to the strip clubs because I used to have a problem going to the strip clubs. Didn't have a problem going. It was leaving. Or they'd escort me because you ran out of the $1,000 that you had. Come on now. I'm just keeping it real. But I had to then, when I started serving God, I had to establish a bond. I said, Lord, you got to help me here, man. And he established a bond. And then all of a sudden, I got hooked up with my wife. And there were some things that had to get cleaned up because those boundaries were crossed. So many times, I was like, going over the border. I felt like I was in Mexico. No, I'm in America. No, I'm in Mexico. No, I'm in America. No, I'm... No. Until I gave it to God and said, God, you need to clean sweep this thing, man. I'm having some issues here. Lord, I got this drinking problem. I got this smoking problem. I got this doping problem. You got to establish some boundaries. That means you don't have to cut off the drug dealer that was giving you the drugs and not be his friend no more. Yeah. He's trying to help you. You have to establish some boundaries that are good for you and that are lawful for you, that are godly for you. You might need to change some direction. You may need to do some things there. You might need to put up some barricades in certain areas. You might need to block your channels at home because you might have an issue. I'm just trying to help you. All quiet. Got to establish some boundaries. Because if you don't, what you get is what the world already has. Chaos and problems and headaches and pain and suffering. People that live in the world, it sucks for them. It does. But for the Christian, who's established some boundaries, there's some tough times, and yeah, it's kind of hard, and I don't want to do that, but I know if I do. If I don't go eat the cheesecake 6 days a week, I don't have to go to the gym as many days in a week. You know. Come on now. You're having a baby, you probably don't want to be smoking crack and drinking alcohol because it might affect that baby that's inside of you. You might want to establish some boundaries. Just give it up for those 9 or 10 months or whatever you got to do, however long it takes the kid to come out. You get my point. Establishing some things to say, I'm not crossing over that. I'm not going there. I don't care how many people are going, I ain't jumping off the cliff with them. I'm going to close with this. Second closing. My brother's a business guy, and he's very financially astute. And he travels all around the world. And he travels and meets with a lot of people, and he has a lot of businessmen, and a lot of them are wealthy, and a lot of them are really good, and all that stuff. And he travels, and he told me, he said, gave me a great illustration. He says, yeah, the guys wanted to go to dinner, and then they wanted to go out to the strip club. It was like 6 or 7 of them that wanted to go. And he says, well, and my brother asked him, he says, well, when you go home, if you were at home, would you be doing that? Well, probably not. But my wife won't know. Because, you know, we're in a different country. Who's going to know? And my brother says, well, God would know. Once again, you have boundaries, but that what, you move them because you moved to a different country. No one's going to know. But she'll know when you're coming home with something that you didn't go with. Or your photo ends up on the internet or some webcam that you walked into that place and they caught you and snapped that photo and blackmailed you. Just come on now. That's why there's boundaries, establishment. Don't find yourself somewhere you don't want to be seen. So he says, no, I'm not going. You know, I got a wife and kid. Well, she'd never know. You're in Australia or whatever. And he's like, you don't get it, man. I have this boundaries to protect my family, my relationship. I have these boundaries set, and I have these because I don't want to stumble so that my kids will stumble too. I want to establish these so that my kids can say, hey, that dad there, man, he's a person of integrity. He's got morals. He's got some standards. Or she's got some standards, and there's no mountain that's going to move her to go do something that she shouldn't do. Why? Because there's some boundaries established. The cost is too high. That's why I could run for office. I'd tell them, here's all my skeletons. Now that those are all in the closet, what else are you going to pin on me? There ain't nothing else you can find. I'm clean, baby. I'm clean. Shout out with me this morning. Jesus, I will establish your boundaries around my life. Jesus, I choose this day to obey and line myself up with your word. Jesus, today I will seek you in all my decisions. No matter how small, I want to stay on course. Thank you for the freedom that your word brings into my life. Holy Spirit, I will obey your voice so that I stay within my boundaries. Today, I will stay in bounds. I will promote his word by my actions. The boundaries I establish today will become my lifestyle. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Would that pastor ever shut up about boundaries? No. Because I love you enough to tell you, once you establish these boundaries, your life's a heck of a lot better. Boundaries we don't cross when you're married. There's boundaries you don't cross at work. There's things that you just don't do when you serve Jesus.